Among the headstones of Billy Parish Church, on a hillside overlooking Bush Mills, stands one etched with the words, "In memory of Sergeant Robert Quigg, Royal Irish Rifles, who won the Victoria Cross for most conspicuous bravery at the Battle of the Somme." His great-nephew, Leonard Quigg, is the chairman of the Robert Quigg VC Commemoration Society. He's written a book called A Bushmills Hero as a tribute to his uncle.
It's a very simple book, I suppose. It's very chronological, and it tells the story of Robert Quigg from his birth in 1885 to his death in 1955. It takes us through his early years working on local farms, working then on the McNaughton estate as a humble estate labourer. Like a lot of his comrades, then joining up on the outbreak of the war, and going off to fight on the Western Front. It goes into detail about the actual events on the Battle of the Somme, and I was greatly interested in my researches to find as much detail as I could about what was happening at that particular time.
For his courageous actions on the 1st of July 1916, Robert Quigg was awarded the Victoria Cross. His bravery is described in this citation.
He advanced to the assault with his platoon three times. Early next morning, hearing a rumour that his platoon officer was lying out wounded, he went out seven times to look for him under heavy shell and machine gun fire, each time bringing back a wounded man. The last man he dragged in on a waterproof sheet from within a few yards of the enemy's wire. He was 7 hours engaged in this most gallant work, and finally was so exhausted that he had to give it up.
How long has it taken you to put the book together?
Probably about 2 years. Like all books, it was a bit slow at the start. Much of it was gathering material, and then in the later stages, putting it all together and linking it with appropriate commentary. Also important was the matter of finding relevant photographs. And that wasn't easy because Robert Quigg was a very shy, modest, unassuming man. And he seemed to be camera shy. And there are only about five photographs of him in existence. It's quite an interesting little book, and I think it's been well produced by our printers, and it's full of interesting illustrations as well.
Rachel Cochrane for BFBS in Bushmills.